And we will go to the first time certain item, please. Item number 879.
Proclaim August 30th to be Portland Gay Men's Chorus Day.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to invite Rick Young, the Executive Director of the Portland Gay Men's Chorus, to join us at the dais. Here's the run of show. I have a few remarks. We're going to invite Rick to say a few words. The mayor will then read a proclamation. The Portland Gay Men's Chorus will sing a beautiful song, Never Again, and then we'll take some pictures.
Never Ever.
Excuse me, Never Ever.
Never Ever. Yeah,
it's more definitive.
So, Rick, as you know, our community is very proud to be home of the Portland Gay Men's Chorus. In the spring, I had the honor of joining Governor Kate Brown and hundreds of others at your Pacific Voices Spring Concert at Reed College. And you performed with the Beijing Queer Chorus, and it was an unforgettable evening. One of the things we learned that night is that many of the singers from the Beijing Queer Chorus wear masks while performing in China to protect their identities. Very sobering. It was a great reminder of the immense challenges faced by the LGBTQ communities around the world and the importance of groups like the Portland Gay Men's Chorus. Now, the chorus is about to embark on a tour of the People's Republic of China. They are the first LGBTQ chorus to ever do so, and we are so excited for you and proud of you. Thank you for being leaders in our community for equality and dignity, both here and abroad. And I'd like to ask the mayor if he would take a moment. Excuse me, Rick, I'd like to invite you to say a few remarks, and then I'll ask the mayor if he would please do us the honor of reading the proclamation. Welcome, Rick.
Thank you. So you gave my speech. You know that. So to the Honorable Mayor Wheeler and the esteemed commissioners of the City of Portland. Good morning. I am Richard Young, the Executive Director of the Portland Gay Men's Chorus. May I state for the record that the Portland Gay Men's Chorus is proud to be here in City Hall this morning. Thank you for allowing us this opportunity to offer, both in word and in song, a couple of thoughts. For over 38 years now, PGMC has been an important part of the fabric that makes this city such a remarkable place to live. PGMC has grown and prospered just as the city has. We are who we are today because of the support and the acceptance that we have received here in this city, and we thank you for that. Before every concert, our artistic director of 25 years, Bob Minsel, likes to point out this is going to be the best concert ever. And after every concert, audiences and singers always seem to agree. Well, this season, our 38th, will go down for many of us as the best season ever. What unites us, our fall concert, saw this chorus partner with 10 amazing nonprofit organizations in a first-time collaboration that was highlighted by the West Coast premiere of Seven Last Words of the Unarmed, considered to be one of the most important new choral pieces written this decade. Pacific Voices, our spring concert, showcased the chorus's multilingual side, as well as the stunning talent of our guest artist, the Beijing Queer Chorus. Broadway was a focus of pride, an amazing concert filled with song and choreography as only PGMC can do it. And we end this amazing season by becoming the first gay chorus to tour and perform in China. Four cities, Beijing, Xi'an, Shanghai, and Portland's own sister city, Suzhou. Four concerts, four showcases for music and message that is uniquely the Portland Gay Men's Chorus. This landmark tour could not have been accomplished without the generosity and support of this community we call home. And this morning, the chorus would like to express our profound thanks and appreciation to this community for all it has done in helping this chorus fulfill the dream to honor and uplift our community and to affirm the worth of all people. So we end this best season ever with the understanding that just like our concert, our next season, the 39th, will be our best season ever. PGMC will continue to strive towards that goal because we have a story to tell, a song to sing, and an audience that continues to be a part of our past, our present, and our future. So again, on behalf of the Portland Gay Men's Chorus, we want to thank you for your 38 years of support, and we promise to make the next 38 years just as fabulous.
Mayor, can we suspend the rules?
We can suspend the rules.
So we're going to turn to the mayor, who will issue a proclamation, and then we'll ask the singers to come forward and regale us.
Whereas the Portland Gay Men's Chorus was founded in 1980 and has been an outstanding part of the city's performing arts and LGBTQ communities for the past 38 years. And whereas the Portland Gay Men's Chorus aspires to expand, redefine, and perfect the choral art through eclectic performances that honor and uplift our entire community. And whereas the members of the Portland Gay Men's Chorus, through their performances and dedication to excellence in music, reflect a positive image of the LGBTQ community and promote understanding and acceptance. And whereas the members of the Portland Gay Men's Chorus serve as arts and culture ambassadors for the city of Portland by traveling around the nation and the world and affirming the power of inclusion, diversity, and the worth of all people. And whereas this fall, the Portland Gay Men's Chorus will become the first gay chorus to tour and perform in the People's Republic of China with concerts in Beijing, Xi'an, Shanghai, and of course, our own sister city, Suzhou. And whereas the city of Portland is proud to support and celebrate the Portland Gay Men's Chorus and to extend our best wishes for a successful tour and 39th season. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, the mayor of the city of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim Thursday, August 30th, 2018, to be Portland Gay Men's Chorus Day in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this day. Thank you.
Ready?
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, City Council. As Rick noted, our performances often are inimitable because of their theater and dancing, but today we have no jazz hands. It will just be singing. So thank you. It's an honor to be here, and thank you for your service to our shared beloved city.
All these faces never.
let's, if you can stay up here, we'll bring the chorus forward and we'll get a photograph with the temple.
Tall people in back.
Nick.
Shrubs and thunder bushes.
Thank you.
Thank you.